Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today's saint, Saint Francis Solano, was a Spaniard born in 1549. He received the name Francis because his mother was having a difficult delivery and invoked the intercession of Saint Francis. And since her prayer was heard, the child was born. Without any harm to her or to the child. She named him after the saint to whom she prayed, Francis. Saint Francis Solano then himself discovered a vocation to the Franciscan way of life, and at the age of 20, he entered the order of Friars Minor, and then devoted himself after ordination to the priesthood, to the office of preaching, the care of the sick, and finally, he requested to go to the missions. He wanted to be a missionary in Africa, although his superiors sent him to Latin America instead to evangelize that vast continent. It's there that he spent the rest of his life working tirelessly, especially for the natives, many of whom, countless numbers of whom he converted to Christianity, and whom he defended against their oppressors. Worn out by his continuous exertions and penances, he died in Lima in 1610. His life was also full of miracles that our Lord wanted to manifest in his life, or rather by which our Lord wanted to manifest his power and his glory in the life of Francis Solano, and by which he wanted to reward the faith of this saint. And the one thing that I think stands out very much in his life is the zeal and the fervor and the dedication with which he undertook anything and everything that was assigned to him by obedience as a friar. He had this great vision of faith, this great vision of God's providence, which arranges things and all things and everything in the life of each and every one of his children so as to lead them to the goal that God sets for them, that final goal which is salvation and sanctification and the possession and the vision of God for all eternity. Because St. Francis Solano hadn't had this vision, he was able to undertake, again, anything and everything that was assigned to him as a friar with joy and peace and confidence that would lead him to his goal, that it was not an obstacle in his pursuit of holiness, but rather a path, an aid, a help, whether it was dedicating himself to preaching as a young priest, or whether it was dedicating himself to suffering for a while when he, while serving the sick, he himself became sick and could do nothing but suffer in bed, whether it was missionary work, not in Africa as he had hoped, but in Latin America. So all these things he was able to embrace with the vision of faith that though maybe they weren't according to his plan, they were certainly according to the plan of God. In a certain sense, we can say Saint Francis Solano had no expectations other than that of being led by God safely to his destination. And with fervor, zeal, and dedication, he dedicated himself to everything that life, that religious life and life in general put on his path. And he did everything well, and he let everything sanctify him, and he let everything became for him a source of holiness and a path to holiness, rather than seeing it as an obstacle. So I think this we can definitely imitate in his life, and if we do it well, if we likewise with fervor and zeal and dedication, dedicate ourselves to the little things that make up our daily lives, we too will sanctify our lives, and we will let God's providence show itself in our lives by leading us to himself, to the vision of God for all eternity with all the saints forever. Praised be Jesus and Mary.